hell-bent to make it on her own. We were 1,000 miles from nowhere, wheat fields as far as I could see, both needing something from each other, not knowing yet what that might be. Till she came to me one evening, hot cup of coffee and a smile, in a dress that I was certain she hadn't worn in quite a while. There was a difference in her laughter, there was a softness in her eyes, and on the air there was a hunger even a boy could recognize. She had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch the storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eyes. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing along in the wind out of her only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. That summer wind was all around me, nothing between us but the night. When I told her that I'd never, she softly whispered, "That's all right." And then I watched her hands of leather turn to velvet in a touch. There's never been another summer when I have ever learned so much. We had a need to feel the thunder, chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in each other's eyes. We had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night. The sweat, the moonlight, and the lace, and I have rarely held another when I haven't seen her face. And every time I pass a wheat field, watch it dancing with the wind, although I know it isn't real, I just can't help but feel her hungry arms again. Had a need to feel the thunder, to chase the lightning from the sky, to watch a storm with all its wonder raging in her lover's eye. She had to ride the heat of passion like a comet burning bright, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the night, rushing headlong in the wind out where only dreams had been burning both ends of the
some flip cup and rock a little bit of hip hop and Haggard and Jagger and throw a 20 on a cornhole game. If I'm lucky, yeah, I might get paid. The way that it's going, that kid gone as we turn on some Marley. If you want, you can get on my Harley. I'll sit you up on the kitchen sink and stick a pink umbrella in your drink. The way that we're feeling, we gone by.
Whatever it is, at 22, I think at the time. I'd been out on the road, lonely at night. And it'd been a while, so it was on my mind. Well, I saw him walk in with his cowboy hat. And I thought to myself, I could use some of that. His boots like glass on a sawdust floor. Had moves like nothing I'd ever seen before. So I walked right up and I pulled him to the side. I handed that man a beer and looked him in the eyes. And I said, baby, I think you're gonna wanna hear this. Then I told him, excuse me, you look like you love me. You look
joint with a few of the guys, when this cute little country girl caught my eye. And boy, let me tell you, she was the prettiest thing I'd ever seen in a pair of boots. Well, she walked right up to me, handed me a beer, gave me a look like, let's get out of here. And that's when I realized that she was every cowboy's dream come true. She told me this right here. She said,
excuse me, you look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk and I'm ready to leave. And you look like you love me. I could use some of that. Don't waste your time. Just give him this here line. Goes a little like this. Excuse me. You look like you love me. You look like you want me to want you to come on home. And baby, I don't blame you for looking me up and down across this room. I'm drunk.
This is 105.5 WIRI.
To you like a long lost friend, but I know who you are. gone. Progress came and took its toll, and in the name of flood control, they made their plans and they drained the land. Now the glades are going dry. And the last time I walked in the swamp, I sat up on a cypress stump. I listened close and I heard the ghost of Osceola cry.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Tying my red lipstick 'cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes 'cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. My own snare drum.
I miss me more.
Miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams. I forgot I had wings. Forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you,
but I miss me more.
And I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. My own sheets in the bed I made up.
race team, but I was hell on wheels with a full head of steam when Coach put me in. And I'm still proud of that hit. I was the last resort to go to prom with the queen, thanks to an ex-boyfriend who broke her heart that week. No, I didn't get lucky, but I still feel like a king. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does. One phone call when my brother went to jail, pawned my guitar just to pay his bail. No, I'll never get it back, but I'm okay with that. I was the first man standing next to my best friend, the love of his life said I'd do to him. I was a couple beers deep, but I still remember that speech. And that might not mean much to you, but it does to me. So say I'm in the middle of the road, not much to show, underachieving average Joe, but I'm a hell of a lover, a damn good brother, and I wear this heart on my sleeve. And that might not mean much to you, but it does.
Granddaddy gave me my mama's first Bible, daddy's Don Williams vinyl. That first fish catching zip code 33. Well, that might not mean much to you, but it does to me.
So say I'm in middle of the road, not much to show. But it does to me.
Oh, it does to me. Oh, man, it does to me.
Sometimes I lose my head, say things to break your heart, forgetting if I lost your love, it would tear my world apart. I know you didn't mean one single thing you said. Truth be known, you're dying, crying, lying there in bed. But if I know me, I'll turn this car around. I won't get halfway through town, and I'll be sorry. If I know me, if I know me, and I know me.
105.5 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play WIRI.
I've already moved on. I don't care what his name is. Girl, it is what it is. I won't waste a dime or the bartender's time trying to catch a buzz over the thought of us. But I'll drink to a country song, to another long work week gone, and I'll I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. It don't matter what your friends say. They never liked me anyway. So if they see me drunk in this bar, it ain't over a broken heart. Country song to another long work week gone, and I'm raising my glass to a long lost buddy I ain't seen. I might stay for one more round, or I might close this place down, but don't think for a second I'm out to drown your memory. Baby, you ain't worth the whiskey. I'm out to drown your memory. No, don't think for one second I'm out to drown your memory. Girl, you ain't worth the whiskey. No. Baby, you ain't. Then I'll pay my tab, climb in a cab, heading up.
a couple of friends. Just tell me your name, I don't need your number or a date next Saturday. Baby, let's act like fools, break a few rules, party the night away. It's all about tonight, good times and the music and laughing and grooving to the band.
Autographed copy of the book Tailspin at Crossview Church in Wisconsin Rapids. This thrilling account of an American pilot during World War II was authored by John Armbuster, who will be present at the Crossview Church on Monday, October 28th at 6:30 p.m. If it's happening in the heart of Wisconsin, it's on 105.5 FM.
Everything about advertising can be terrifying to business owners. Don't let that chill go down your spine the next time you hear the word sales. Call me today. I'm Ashley, and I can take the fright out of advertising for your business. With our network abilities in digital, radio, and web, we possess all the tools to make your business successful. Call me today at 715-496-0710. Because here at 105.5 FM WIRI, we want you to succeed.
CBS News Brief. The candidates are in battleground states again today. Kamala Harris in Michigan, Donald Trump in Georgia. Comments by a comedian at a Trump event last night still sparking outrage.
We don't want an apology. We will cast our opinions at the polls on November 5th and early voting.
The Trump campaign says the comedian's joke that Puerto Rico is an island of garbage does not reflect the former president's views. Tim Walz in Wisconsin shoring up union votes today.
I'm going to give a shout out to the UAW at this and their president. He made it as clear as possible. Donald Trump's a scab.
McDonald's says it's bringing the quarter pounder back to its restaurants after an E. coli outbreak it says was not connected to beef patties. Teresa Murray of the Public Interest Research Group.
If they're testing their beef and they say it's good, then you can trust that.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up more than 300 points. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today at 423-0539.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Take a sentimental journey with the Glenn Miller Orchestra. Thursday, November 7th, the Arts Council of Southwood County presents the direct continuation of Glenn Miller's original orchestra. Experience top-tier musicians and vocalists performing such classics as Fool's Rush In and Tuxedo Junction. The Glenn Miller Orchestra at the PAC in Wisconsin Rapids, Thursday, November 7th. More information at SavorTheArts.com. The Arts Council. Cool vibes, hot entertainment.
Wiscountry, 105.5 WIRI, on your radio at 105.5 FM, and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following are upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, October 29th. There's a special meeting at the Central Wisconsin Airport at 7:30 a.m. It's a leadership roundtable sponsored by the Transportation Development Association. Discussion will be about transportation issues with local officials. The Wisconsin Rapids Finance and Property Committee will meet at 5 p.m. in the third floor conference room at City Hall. The Legislative Committee meeting will follow at 6 p.m. In Portage County, the Safe Streets and Roads for All Public Information Open House will begin at 5 p.m. A quorum of the Portage County Board of Supervisors, Save Streets and Roads for All Task Force, Bicycle and Pedestrian Subcommittee, and Demonstration Activities Subcommittee may be in attendance for this open house. It will be at Mid-State Technical College at the Stevens Point Downtown Campus from 5 to 7 p.m. in their Community Engagement Room. Tis the season for the attack of the Halloween beetle dressed in disguise as a ladybug. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more.
What you're seeing creeping inside of our homes is the Asian lady beetle, busy with their annual invasion in October, an invasive species first brought here in the 70s. They spend their summer dining on hundreds of soft insects or in corn and soybean crops until the harvest, gathering in large clusters, clinging to brick, pavement, or windows, trying to absorb the heat. They have no known predator. If you want to prevent them from getting inside, install screens, caulking, and weather stripping. Focus on the sunny southwest sides of your home because these areas tend to be more infested with them.
The Lincoln High School Choir will perform at the Performing Arts Center tonight. The choir concert will begin at 6:30 on Monday. The orchestra Halloween concert is Tuesday, October 29th at 6 p.m., also at the Performing Arts Center. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
A windy one today, with them whipping out of the south, warming us up unseasonable to highs in the upper 60s. Partly sunny with more and more clouds building in tonight, winds get even feistier tomorrow. Gusting to nearly 40 miles per hour, it'll soar us to highs hitting 80 degrees. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything, she's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you're breaking. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough.
you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's all right. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, your girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding on to you so tight under that porch light. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight. Tonight, tonight. Got a couple hundred pictures of your pretty face on my phone, on my dash, all over the place. But I would drive a million miles just to see that little smile in real life. Baby, it's worth the drive, you're worth the drive. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, now girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was holding, holding onto you so tight under that porch light. Girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Now girl, I gotta see you tonight, tonight, tonight. Gotta get a little moonlight kiss. Girl, I can't help it when I feel like this. There's only one thing to do. Baby, I'm missing you. I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights. Baby, girl, I gotta see you tonight. The way the breeze is blowing, blowing, got me wishing I was home.
Turning 102 today. I asked him what's the secret to life. He looked up from his old pipe, laughed and said, all I can say is,
don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did. Turning into moms and dads, next thing you know, you better have a 50 years as they're in bed. And you're praying God to
text you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. Well, I was glued to my TV when it looked like he looked at me and said, best start putting first things first. 'Cause when your hourglass runs out of sand, you can't flip it over and start again. Take every breath God gives you for what it's worth. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, then your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink, you just might miss your babies growing like mine did, turning into moms and dads. Next thing you know, you better have a 50 years is there and there. Praying God takes you instead. Trust me, friend, 100 years goes faster than you think. So don't blink. So I've been trying to slow it down. I've been trying to take it easy. In this here today, gone tomorrow world we're living in. Don't blink. Just like that, you're 6 years old and you take a nap, and you wake up and you're 25, and your high school sweetheart becomes your wife. Don't blink. You just might.